One other general question, again, before we sort of get into the practical issues of treatment selection. So in these trials that you just talked about, you brought up the issue of ibrutinib with anti-CD20, mainly rituximab, and you brought up the issue of venetoclax with anti-CD20, both, well, rituximab, I think, is an issue, but more importantly, obinutuzumab. Can you talk a little bit about, again, your vision for biologically how anti-CD20 and these biologic agents work, or whether or not they're synergistic, and really whether they also, how much value they're actually adding?
Yes. So in the past, you know, CD20 antibodies have been a home run. Every single trial in B-cell malignancies, but also in other malignancies, rituximab or other CD20 antibodies were the winner. This was particularly true when it came to chemotherapy in CLL. Rituximab really, for the first time, provided an overall survival advantage. Now, the striking thing is that with the new biological agents, the picture is different. CD20 antibody added to venetoclax appears to be very beneficial. At least additive, if not even synergistic. Responses are deeper, responses occur earlier, outcome is better. Now, we have two trials available, actually, where this was also compared for ibrutinib. This was an MD Anderson trial, and it was the Alliance study that we have alluded to already. Those trials compared head-to-head ibrutinib alone versus ibrutinib plus rituximab. And with regard to progression-free survival or overall survival, there was no difference whatsoever. In other words, there is no evidence to suggest that adding a CD20 antibody to ibrutinib really improves outcome dramatically. So to me, ibrutinib monotherapy remains the standard. An addition of an antibody is possible, it is feasible, it is safe, but we don't have evidence that the long-term outcome is improved by the addition.